Well, you mentioned something about Florence Dixie. Can you tell me about some of these other women? Avis Dixie, I mean, do you have any memories particularly of some of these women?
I was never on the board when Avis was on, if she was on the board.
Yes, she was.
Was she?
At the beginning, I don't know how many years.
Of course, I think Betty was on the board when I was on the board. Of course, Betty was president for 2 years. I think she was president for 2 years. And of course, I had the greatest admiration for her, too, because no matter how busy she was, and she was a very busy person, you could always depend on her to be where she was supposed to be at the time. She was a very, very fine president when she was there.
I was told that it was during her tenure that they finally limited the term of office for board members. I don't know if that finally set a limit to them.
I'm not sure if that's true. Betty will be able to tell you that more than I did. It seemed to me it was later. It was after Mrs. Case died that we did that, because we just couldn't do that to her.
No, no.
She'd been too loyal a member of the nursery. And as she was the only one that was left on the board who was of the older generation.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hear all these stories about that in the early days of the women of... eggs coming from Rancho Los Alamitos, mm-hmm. and the laundry being done by soft water laundry.
The laundry was done while I was there by three different laundries. I don't think they do that anymore. Then when we built the east, we didn't have anyone to do anything to it, and that's when we put in the washer dryer out there so they could do most of their own washing.
Mm-hmm.
But we had three laundries at one time that were operating.
Who were they, do you remember?
Softwater, I know, and I can't remember the other two. We also had we had milk companies that were very good to us too at one time. And of course, as you know, the service clubs. Of course, I heard one time somebody said to me that they didn't know whether the nursery was started because of Rotary. I mean, the building on West was starting because Rotary was started because of the nursery. There was always, and we had a very good relation with other service clubs in town. I remember going to all the service clubs, and I'd be the only woman in the room getting up there talking. But that's my part of my work. I enjoyed this much as anything. I do like public relations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I spoke to most PEO groups. Mm-hmm. In fact, I can remember I used to go to these PEO groups and invite me for lunch. Then we'd have lunch and I'd sit up to talk to the group, and I'd look out in my audience, the little old ladies in the front. But this was, this is the lifeline we had with the community, because I don't think there's any agency that has so many different groups working and interested in them for the lady nursery. For people who have not, like the Y, whether they've been members or their children are members, there's no real tie-in to anything that would make them interested in, except that they thought it was a good agency and they enjoyed working for it or felt good working for it.
So do you feel that's why it's been so successful over the years, because of the community involvement in this, the fact that it is Long Beach's own nursery, that they care about it?
Definitely I feel that way. I feel that the groups that have been associated with it and everything, that I think that it's of course it has its appeal. Any young child agency has an appeal, but I think that we've always gone out of our way to keep contact with all these little groups. We have one little group that worked for years and years and years making quilts for us.
If you just read the list of donors when the newsletter comes out, there is such a wide variety still. A small group from a church or something like that, a special small group would contribute. There seems to be that very personal feeling about the ministry. As well as the big contributions from Rotary and
Coles. That's right. Each has its place.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Tell me something about the children. Now, when the nursery began, it was, I gather, for women who had to work, who were widowed or had no husband. It seems to me when I was on the board, there may have been children who both parents were alive. What was it like when you were?
Well, we had about four priorities. We had the mother or father who were alone. We had quite a few fathers too who were alone with their children. Then we had quite a few GIs going to school.
Oh, yeah.
And we took families where the father was returning to school under the GI Bill. We had fathers in the service. And then we had situations which were cleared by a board committee where, for instance, we had one family from out in North Long Beach, the
Carmelitas,
where they couldn't let their child go out and play in the neighborhood because of all the things that were happening out there. Will you excuse me? We also had families where the mother was ill and unable to take care of the child. We had families where there was, for instance, the one instance where the child had a handicapped child in the home where the mother couldn't. I mean, everything was done on a special type of, on a one basis of that being, you know what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
But then we did, later on, we took in families of children where their both parents were working. They were professional people, and especially black families, because at that time, the blacks were not accepted in the private nursery schools.
Oh, really?
And they were not eligible for the extended day or child care things. So we took them in, and then they paid more than it cost to take care of the child. So they were not taking any money out of the community.
Uh-huh.
In fact, they were adding money to the nursery. But it had to be two people who, you know, we had nurses and doctors and whatnot.
Did you have many black children at that time?
Not too many.
Well, before that, have there been any minority children? Were they mostly Caucasian?
Really, they were mostly Caucasian. I think the nursery had more minority children then. I think that the black children at that time more or less took care of themselves. I mean, the family, where somebody stayed home in the family and took care of the children or something, maybe we were not in an area where we would draw those children.
What was the role then of the parents in the nursery? Were they expected to attend any kind of education classes or?
Well, we had a pamphlet put out for them to tell them all about the nursery and all what was expected, and was handed at them during their interview. Of course, they didn't really have time to do that, but we did have parent meetings. They came after school, and I mean, the parent counselor was there to talk to them. And but on a regular basis, no, it was not a parent training program at that time.
Did you interview the prospective children and parents, or did you have someone on your staff who did that?
Well, when we didn't have a caseworker, yes, I did.
But you did have caseworkers?
Yeah, we had caseworkers part of the time. Yeah. And my Mildred Devine, my assistant, did some of the intake, too.
And then did, as far as the everyday running of the nursery, did you order groceries in bulk?
Oh, yes.
Or how did that?
Oh, yes, everything was done in bulk because you were feeding children. Our noon meal was comparable to someone's dinner, you know what I mean? We had, and so we got a lot of, at that time, and it's been off again and on again, the government was giving us surplus, so we were buying surplus from the government. But other than that, yes, we had to buy everything that we used. When I first went there, I was assistant for about 3 weeks, and I had to go to the greengrocers, but we gave all that up. It was better silly to take one person's time to go out and shop around the gas and whatnot, and it worked out much better to So we did buy them, but we bought flour and big bins and. But.
Then each nursery had a cook and a housekeeper.
Mm-hmm. And we had 8 teachers at the west and 8 teachers at the east, and then 6 teachers out at the north who worked shifts.
Mm-hmm. Well, during your tenure then was the time when they built the new
nursery. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me something about that? Or?
Well, it was a wonderful project. We were very lucky to have the city let us have the land that we did, and we had architects that gave their time, and we had Betty was president at the time, uh-huh. So we had it was fascinating, but the teachers all had a chance to look over the plans and add their suggestions to what should be in the new nursery, and it was sort of a cooperative deal. Everybody was in on it, and
uh-huh.
But, we were very proud of it, and we were proud of all the people who helped us in giving landscaping and the kitchen equipment and
uh-huh.
everything. We
uh-huh.
were just most fortunate.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we sold the East Nursery, which helped. We had a little nucleus.
Did you, was that done because the East Nursery was inadequate, was an old building? Or?
We made a survey and we found that the area that we were serving was not really taking care of. And the East Nursery was getting old. See, it was an old building when it was brought on the property there,
uh-huh.
and it was not.
It was brought onto the property.
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Bixby gave it in honor of their son John,
uh-huh.
and they bought the lot, and they also bought a house and put it on the property.
Oh, I see. I know that Mr. and Mrs. Bixby had given it in memory of their son,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't realize that the house had been moved on
yes.
to the property.
Uh-huh. So it was rather makeshift as far as the nursery school was concerned.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But we were felt that we were not serving the Lakewood area and that area of town at all. So we surveyed and felt that that would meet a greater need
uh-huh.
and also serve more children.
Uh-huh.
We were limited at the east in number of children we could take. So we opened it up, and then we were licensed for 90, just like we were down at the west.
Uh-huh.
But it's a beautiful nursery. It's in a nice setting.
It's being in the park,
uh-huh.
right next to the library, is
yeah.
nice too.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned that some of the children went to school, and I guess they have changed some of the policy now. I do remember seeing the teachers going off to get the children who go to kindergarten and bringing them back, but I don't believe that they go have children beyond kindergarten anymore.
I don't know. I haven't looked into that, but we did have first graders, and they went back. We had a school bus for a while.
Oh.
We had a bus at the west, and of course the children at the north were close enough to Adams to walk uh-huh. back and forth, and the teacher would go up and walk back with them. And then when they went to the New East, I think they sent a bus there. But also the East Nursery was close to a school.
Uh-huh.
The Old East.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But I don't know, as I say, what their policy is now. But it served an extended day. In placing the East Nursery, too, we tried very hard not to overlap in what the child care in extended day from the public schools were doing, you see.
Well, since you were so involved in the larger associations of nursery schools, you were probably pretty well, you would be very, very aware of
all yes.
of these.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Could you make any comparison between what the extended day or what the public schools?
I think our program was very similar, only the public school program was much more expensive than ours.
Oh, really?
Yes. Maybe not in what they charge the children, but in the full operation.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great difference between what. Of course, we were able to take donated services and donated things, which the public school was not able to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, Yes, we prided ourselves on operating a very low cost. But the children were well fed and well taken care of, and as it went on, we had a very nice preschool program as far as education was concerned for the children.
Yes, I was always impressed with the care of the children, and that there seemed to be real love for the children and concern for them.
I had the most marvelous staff when I was there. I never in my life did I ever worry that the nursery wouldn't be opened, all three branches wouldn't be opened on time and wouldn't be closed in the evening, because a lot of times I've had to go when you've had a child left over and gone out and done something with the nurseries. But I had, as I said, no one could have a more loyal, wonderful staff than I had. Mm-hmm. I think the times have changed a little bit. I think people are more clock watchers and than they were then. But I had a marvelous 16, 17 years with the nursery. In fact, my last husband asked me to marry him. I said, I can't leave the nursery. He says, well, you stay on. And he said, someday you're going to get to be old and they're going to retire. And he said, they'll have a party and they'll pat you on the back and they'll say, hasn't she been good to children? And then, where will you be?
That's Mr. Richards.
That was Mr. Richards. Yeah. Yes. But I enjoyed every day. I never got up in the morning thinking, I've got to go to work today. Each day was a challenge. It was different. And I thoroughly enjoyed the whole time I stayed there. It was nice for me too, because being a one parent family, and I had my hours could be so that if I had to be with my children for any reason, and you know, to go to a something or other, I could do it and change my hours. So I wasn't a fixed time, which made it very wonderful for me. But I found I was spending more and more time going to conferences and doing things over the weekend. I spent more Saturdays running around going to different things I had to go to.
Where were you living at the time?
I was living out in California Heights. During most of the time I was working there. Then I moved out to, moved over on Carson, on California, to an apartment, the latter part of it, but mostly out in that area.
But then you operated out of West Nursery. That was where
my office was down there, yes.
Because I remember Evelyn Keeley's office was at West.
Yeah, it was upstairs in the top of the stairs. I think they changed that now. Right off the boardroom.
Well, the board members, there seems to be quite a continuity of women, mothers, daughters who have served on that board.
I think it's wonderful. I think it was two or three years ago, Audrey Langford asked me to come and give the, I don't know what it was, but anyway, I started out the meeting. And it was so nice to look around. There was Jean Bixby, who was a granddaughter, and Mrs. Harriman's granddaughter was just going on the board. And I mean, there were so many people that had been from the older women. And of course, we also had people on the board who had attended the nursery. I know two girls who had attended.
Oh, really?
Three of our board members attended the nursery.
Who were they?
One of them is... don't ask me.
Oh, well, we historians always like to have names. Whenever possible. Yeah, I think on the phone you mentioned Janet Lichtenhahn.
Yeah, Janet Lichtenhahn. And,
well, of course, your daughter just served as president of the board.
But she was only 8 years old when I started work for the nursery.
Yeah.
She had a lot to do with the nursery. She was the Easter Bunny 1 year. She volunteered, and she worked there, too, when she was going to UCLA. She was in the summer. She worked during the program. But as I say, then Audrey Langford worked for me when I first went there.
Really? As a teacher?
She was a teacher with the 2 and 3 year olds. So, I mean, we do have we do have some kind of ties with a lot of the people who are serving on the board or have served on the board.
Well, I know Sandy Wallace was on the board when I was in service president. Mm-hmm. My mother was Hubble had been.
Yeah, she was president.
President also.
She was there when we celebrated our 50th.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've done some research on the history of the nursery, and there seem to be different periods of development and sort of the period of the Depression where things were not. There were a few problems in the Depression, I understand.
Well, the Bixby's had just given the North Nursery. They built it, got the land, and they built the North Nursery and gave it to the nursery. And I think the WPA moved in and operated the nursery for a while during the Depression.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes, I saw that in some newspaper articles.
Mm-hmm.
Which reverted back to the nursery board in, I think, 1937, that had been a WPA project. Mm-hmm. And was in an interview, I think, with, no, maybe it was just a newspaper article, they said that since there was so much unemployment, more mothers were staying home, mm-hmm. and weren't able to get work, and so the children were being cared for in the home. Another thing that I read was a report by a man named Mangold, who was a professor of social work at USC, and he prepared a report on Long Beach and its contributions to charity organizations called Life in Long Beach. I think he was hired by the Community Chest to prepare this report. And he evaluated the day nursery, and it was kind of interesting. He talked about the different nurseries, and he said, well, the need for all the three nurseries will probably decline. This is 1939, he's writing this, and he says, probably they won't need East Nursery, they'll probably close it. And, for me that's kind of amusing. Sort of this, maybe it's part of this ideology of, those women better stay home and take care of their children and not be out there working.
Well, I think it's very interesting to note that, as I said, when I served on this committee up in Sacramento, representing all of the community chest and that type of nursery community things, and that the nursery school has always had very high regard in the social welfare field. I mean, and because I'm sure it wasn't the person, I'm sure it was what I was representing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so, and of course, like, no, it's first on the roster of the oldest nursery school license now since Pasadena gave up.
Oh, Pasadena was the
I
first one?
I think they were first, and now you'd have to check this because yeah. I'm not sure, but now I think that it's the oldest licensed nursery school in the state of California.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, when you married Mr. Richards, was he a local man? Had he been living in Long Beach?
Well, he had lived in Long Beach off and on since he was a child. He used to come to Long Beach when he was a child. And he was in the oil development field.
So, several years ago, I interviewed Tom Rowan, and he was telling me about his father. And he said at one time he was in partnership with a Mr. Richards.
Yes, that's he, yeah.
They were Rich Rowe, or?
They called him Rich.
The company, I think they called
him. Oh, Rowan. It was Richards and Rowan.
Richards and Rowan.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that went on for
in Signal Hill.
Uh-huh.
We've done some research on, we had a project on the effect of oil on the development of Long Beach.
Oh.
So that was, we would get into.
Well, he had the Kern Drilling Corporation. And this was, I don't think it had anything to do with the Rowans, but he was hired by the Philippine government to drill for oil in the Philippines.
Oh.
And he was over there for 17 years trying to find oil. They never found any.
Oh.
But this is before I married him.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm. And you're widowed again?
Yep. Had a very, very wonderful life with Mr. Richards. He took me around the world three times and up and down the community. And we had a home in Oregon, and we had our place over in Hawaii, and he was never, we went all the time. He was so used to traveling.
Yeah.
And we had a, It was very, very wonderful to my family, my children and my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it might have been difficult to give up the day nursery, but not too difficult.
Well, the funny part about it, now this is not provocation, I shouldn't be saying this, but I had come to that, I'd gone to these nursery school meetings and everybody's telling me they had color television and they were putting on all these travelogues and whatnot, and I thought, well, I'll just splurge and get myself a color television because I'll never travel. But I did.
Are you involved then in any other community activities now?
I am not a good board member, and as I say, there's one board that tolerates me, and that's the Children's Dental Health Center. I'm on their foundation board. Mm-hmm. And they will tolerate me if I only get to 3 or 4 meetings a year. I try to get off of it, and they don't want me to because I'm sort of their historian or something. Mm-hmm. I've been, because see, I had charge of the dental clinic for 2 years.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. As a junior league member, I had.
Mm-hmm.
That was before the foundation board was started.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
a very good institution also for the city. That is.
It's a wonderful institution. Yes. Very well done. Has a fine board. And I'm very proud of it. I can remember when I had told you, it was having a bungalow down in American Avenue. There have also been very many dedicated people, and lots of the older dentists in town were always just marvelous about giving of their time and their knowledge.
That reminds me that in the early days of the nursery, they referred to Dr. Shippey, who would check the children and all. During your tenure as director, you never had a direct connection with any medical, with any doctor, did you, for the nursery?
No, not that I know of. Because each child had to have a physical before they came in, and we always had a nurse at the nursery.
Oh, you had a nurse on the ground?
Yeah, well, when I first went there, we had a nurse who went to all three nurseries every day, and then when she quit, we were never. So then we had a contract with the Visiting Nurses Association, and they sent a nurse to each, different nurse to each nursery. And they came in and spent a couple hours
there. Okay. Well, another thing I noticed with the children, it was that it was always so much fun when you would have lunch with them and how they would get up and they would clear their table, their plates, you know, clear the table and then scrape the plates. And so they were being, I don't know if manners is the right word, but they were being taught.
I was looking over the manual that I set up for the nursery and telling about how the teachers should deal and the volunteers should deal with a lunchtime program just this morning. But, they're very independent, I mean, and I think it's such a wonderful way to have children have choices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because as I say, I have lost track of the program now, but mm-hmm. I know that. Now, I've seen these little children go over there and look at that dessert tray and they ponder to see which is just a little bigger than the other one.
So you have a copy of the manual that you set up?
Yeah, I have one. Mm-hmm. Would you like to see it?
I would like to see it. If possible, would it be possible for us to photocopy it?
Well, if you'd like. This is, now they're not using it now, I think.
No,
they probably have.
No, but a historical item, yeah. that would be of interest, yeah. You know, could add to our collection of
mm-hmm.
materials. That
mm-hmm.
would be very nice if we
mm-hmm.
could do that.
I'm sure they have all kinds of different things. I've been gone for 20 years.
Yes, I have not. I've spoken with Mary Self, but I haven't, and said that I would like to come in and go through, you know, the minutes
mm-hmm.
and all of their records, and she's very amenable, but I have not gotten over there yet.
She's a very charming person. She's
yes.
doing a very, very good job, I think. She's marvelous.
And I was very fond of Evelyn, too.
Oh, Evelyn was a doll. She worked for me out at the East Nursery.
That's how she began.
Mm-hmm.
She began
mm-hmm. She was a wonderful person.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Griffith. I appreciate you taking the time to talk.
Well, I hope I've added a little something. I get off on a tangent, I know, but...
Well,
As I say, it's just one of my very favorites. I will love